This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. And you can apply online at 84lumber.com. We got a variety of news this morning that, well, some of it broke, some of it's been known. Like Pittman's basketball playing WVU tonight at 9 o'clock in West Virginia for the basketball version of the Backyard Brawl. Yeah, 9 o'clock game. And if you want to listen to that game, you can right here on 93.7 The Fan. Coverage starts at 8:30 through the Pitt Panthers radio network. Highly anticipating this one, especially because Pitt has been playing, I'll say, better than they started last season. Not entirely, though. They started hot and then have kind of wavered. And they lost last year to WVU, which makes this just seem like an opportunity for some confidence to be built up by Pitt. Perhaps it'll be evened out. And if Pitt can win, they'll take away some of the woes of this Pitt football season. And Pitt lost this season, the Backyard Brawl in football, so it just seems like an opportunity all around to bring some joy to Panther fans, keep the hype up. And there's a little bit of a struggle from Pitt in these last few games, but they started out hot. They still got some exciting players, and it's still too early in the season to get upset about any of that stuff. But tonight's a great opportunity to get a win and make everybody feel good about the program, especially beating up on a team like West Virginia. And Crowley can't hear me right now, but we all know. I'm sure he'll talk about that today as well. But yeah, an exciting day. It's always good to have the Backyard Brawl. It's a good rivalry, and I'm excited for sure. I'm sure you are as well. How about the Pittsburgh Pirates being in the news as well? They made their first big acquisition, I'll call it. They traded with the Braves. It'll be either cash or a player to be named for Marco Gonzalez, a left-handed pitcher who saw some of his best days with the Seattle Mariners when they were on a slow uphill climb in that 2018 season where they barely missed a wild card. I don't believe he was on the roster when they made their playoff run last season. So, yeah, he's an interesting choice. For me, he reminds me of Vince Velasquez before the hindsight. Like, I don't think we expected Vince Velasquez to do as well as he did before he went on the injured list, and who knows if he would have sustained that success all throughout the season. But yeah, Marco Gonzalez is one of those veterans that, like, you want to have faith in, but he's certainly definitely not expected to be relied on as somebody like a number one or a top-tier pitcher. Like, with the Pirates needing starting pitching depth, that's a pretty good move, and it seems like a steal if that player to be named isn't like a high prospect or worth a lot of money. But, yeah, I mean, in a vacuum, if we say, hey, the Pirates are looking for starting pitching depth and they get a guy like this, sure. Now, the problem is that now they've got to go get somebody who perhaps, you know, can fit their one or two spot in the rotation. Johan Oviedo, probably not going to pitch this season. I mean, it's actually almost certain. It's pretty much certain. He's not going to pitch this season. He's got to get Tommy John surgery. And then JT Brubaker may be back, but he's very much a wild card as well. It's not exactly certain when he'll be back from his Tommy John surgery recovery as well. So a lot of question marks with the starting pitching depth. And right now there's not that one guy that I could pick out where I'm like, yeah, I got confidence in that guy. So I hope that they make some more moves. Ben Cherington also said the other day that the Pirates are going to raise their payroll from last season, which I believe it was $73 million. And they came up from like $40-some million a couple years ago. So, I mean, there's a steady incline in the payroll from the Pirates. They've still got a rather low bar. 27th, I believe, was their last season payroll. They were 27th in Major League Baseball, which spending money does not always correlate to success. But, you know, getting some of those top-tier guys to flesh out a team full of young, hungry prospects may be good, especially where they are right now. They had a significant increase in wins. They won 76 games last season. So there's stuff to build on in this case for the Pirates. There are good points to build on. And Marco Gonzalez, in a vacuum, is a good pick. Is a good pickup. Now it's just what they do with him and who they surround the other parts of the rotation with that will determine how good they may do. He's not the only answer, but he is certainly, he could be an answer if used in the proper spots. Now, I was thinking about this the other day as well, because when we talk about, you know, perpetual mediocrity, which is what we talk about with the Steelers. And the Pirates have not had as much success in recent years. They've had spotty success. They had those three playoff runs from 2013 to 2015. And then they've had some up and down years since. The Steelers have been a borderline perennial playoff team, or at least in the hunt. But they've been a first round exit. And speaking of payrolls and just the idea of spending money, and this is kind of relevant too, because Dave Roberts, the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, came out the other day and said that the Dodgers were going to heavily pursue and do whatever it takes to get Shohei Ohtani. And then the general manager kind of walked it back a little bit and was like, maybe not. We'll have to check our options and maybe lower our ambitions for that a bit. But yeah, so it made me think too. It's like, would you rather have a team that perpetually makes the playoffs but loses in the first round and is like a guaranteed, like, not good enough to win beyond the first round of the playoffs? Or would you rather have a team that seems like it has a lot of promise, but you have to go through some losing seasons to get there? I think it's a relevant question, too, because the Steelers may be a less talented version of what the Los Angeles Dodgers put out there on the baseball field every year. Like, the Dodgers sign the big names. The Steelers don't always sign big names. They sign some veterans. They acquire some veteran talent. They always seem to want to stay in the hunt with veteran talent, but that talent can't get them beyond the first round of the playoffs. The Dodgers have been a very similar team like that. Now, they won the World Series in 2020 when it was a shortened season. So good for them for that. But in a full 162-game season, and especially with these fleshed-out playoffs now, these expanded playoffs from Major League Baseball over the last few years, they still, with and even not when it was extended playoffs, have they not been able to get past that first round in a full season. And so you can call 412-928-9370. Just tell me your opinions on that as well. We talk about the Pirates and some other teams and payrolls and where the Steelers are. I think it's a prominent question. I think it's an interesting question because we as Steeler fans are kind of living that just without, again, the big names that we have right now. I mean, when they had Ben Roethlisberger, it was a little bit different, but now that they've drafted Kenny Pickett, they have uncertain pieces all across the board where they mix some veterans with some younger guys from later rounds of the draft. I mean, what would you rather have as a fan? Would you rather have some losing seasons with the hopes of, you know, maybe making the playoffs and breaking out every few years, but not every year? Or do you like it like the Dodgers, where they give you big names, they put together a solid baseball team every year, but then when it comes to the playoffs, they can't get it done? What do you think? 412-928-9370. You can also hit me up on X at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. Just having this conversation, the Pirates starting to get some things moving their first, again, big trade acquisition, their first big move of the offseason, acquiring left-handed pitcher Marco Gonzalez from the Atlanta Braves. And we know where the Steelers are right now. They're in that perpetual, like, we're in it, but we're not really in it kind of phase. The Dodgers always have better hope, too. I mean, I think it's worse to be a Dodgers fan than a Steeler fan, because at least with the Steelers, like, they kind of are what they are, and sometimes we as fans drink the Kool-Aid, and we say, yeah, they'll be good because they're the Steelers and this and that, and then, you know, then they don't perform as well because they really aren't as talented. I've finally kind of gotten there as well. You know, I didn't want to admit that, but they lack the skill necessary to be able to put together solid wins. And it's just tough. Or maybe they put together a solid win. Maybe they grind one out, but then they lose games like they did to the Arizona Cardinals this past week. Or to the Browns. So, the way they did. So, it's interesting. I feel like we know what we're getting with the Steelers, even when we drink the Kool-Aid. Dodgers fans, though, have, like, 110-win seasons to give them hope. Like, man, they did it for the long, long haul. But then we get to the playoffs, and even when they have a bye, when they're like the top seed in the National League, they still can't get it done. So, I mean, it's more heartbreaking to be in Los Angeles when you think about them, and then Dave Roberts seems to open his mouth way too much, guaranteed a World Series win in 2022, and that didn't happen. And now he's insisting that they're going to pursue Shohei Ohtani extensively. So, and they spend money. They spend a whole lot of money on the big names to finish with a first-round exit, with a division series exit. So you tell me, 412-928-9370. I got a caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Madrid.
Hello. What's up?
You just mentioned the Dodgers. And it was interesting to me because I've been thinking about the Penguins and what they did this offseason. And not that Erik Karlsson is Ohtani, but they've been making the playoffs the last couple of years and not able to get past the first round. So that,
same thing.
Yeah, I know. And it's exciting to watch the regular season and all. I think I'd rather have the potential to be in the playoffs all the time like we have with the Penguins and what the Dodgers have. Because you feel like if the stars align and you're healthy, then you have a chance for a world championship. So that's my opinion.
Madrid, thank you for the call. No, that's fair, because you feel like this regular season is entertaining, and to make the playoffs makes it more entertaining, and I totally understand that. And you can't win a championship if you're not in the playoffs, which is why you get eternal hope as a fan, because when you're in there, anything can happen. Football more so than anything. That's one game you got to get past. Hockey's a little different. Baseball's a little different because you got full seasons to play out, and baseball is a long season. But yeah, I mean, when you look at it without hindsight, yeah, when you're in the playoffs, you have a chance, and that's always the draw. Now, for the Steelers, it seemed like, though, in their last few seasons, that they were going to lose in the first round no matter what. Or if they made the playoffs, they were not going to be a threat. They weren't going to be good enough. And so that's kind of where I'm looking at it in hindsight, where, like, you know a team is good enough to make the playoffs and the regular season is exciting, but you know that they're not going to get very far. For Dodger fans, though, I don't know what in the world goes on with them. They have 100-plus win seasons, and then they struggle. In the playoffs, they just... So that's a little different, too. Like, you feel like they'd be able to do more with how many games that they've won in regular seasons in recent history, and they just haven't. But if you're there, you can win a championship. You have a chance. You have a better chance, obviously, because you're there. And you play the games you get to play, and for the NFL's sake, it's one game. But I get your point. The Penguins are a little different. Like, the Penguins, I never assumed that they would go into the playoffs and lose like they have. They've kind of just gained that reputation. 2018, they lost to the Washington Capitals in a tough series. And the Capitals went on to win the Stanley Cup, so, like, That to me is a bit excusable. And losing to the Islanders was rough. And then 2020 happened. And the big heartbreaker, though, was that they had a 3-1 lead over the New York Rangers a season before last. That was an exciting series. That was an exciting team. They were good enough to make it past the first round. They just blew the series. And they had a lot of goal questions, too, not to overshadow that as well. Louis Domingue was a thing that season. Perhaps Madrid's got a point, and I can agree with that. I feel like I'd rather have the losing seasons in hindsight over a long period of time. I don't want to wait through that necessarily. That would suck. But to get a championship out of it, to rebuild and have a serious contender, I think it's worth it. I don't like the perpetual mediocrity that we experience as fans. That's just me, though. If I knew that they would be serious contenders if we weathered some losing seasons, I would rather take that. The excitement of the playoffs, though, is hard to beat. It's just seemed like the Steelers haven't been able to get past it. And the Penguins have been kind of exciting, but kind of not. And blowing the series to the Rangers that season was not fun to watch. That was rough. That was heartbreaking. But I guess when you're invested, that's all that matters. You want to be invested. So maybe I'll err on the side of Madrid there. But 412-928-9370. You can still call in. You can still talk to me. And we can talk about anything. Steelers, Pirates made a trade. The basketball version of the Backyard Brawl is tonight. West Virginia hosts Pitt at 9 o'clock. You can listen to that game on the Odyssey app or right here on 93.7 The Fan. Steelers are still pretty much a mess. I'll say it. I'm still feeling kind of weird about them. But we'll talk about anything. 412-928-9370. Get a phone line. You can also tweet at me. Or X post at me, mention me in a post on X, at @Callas_33, that's @Callas_33. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas. I'm going to come right back and take more of your calls and talk more sports with you next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. John on Twitter asks, what's the latest with the Pirates television rights? I really don't know. I haven't thought about it in a while. I'd assume they'd go to the Pittsburgh Sportsnet that just got created, but I don't know. Not sure yet. No news on that front. But I do know that if you want to listen to Pirates baseball, you can right here on 93.7 The Fan and on your free Odyssey app. You can also listen to Pitt men's basketball tonight when Pitt plays West Virginia. So tune in for that. And I know you can hear all these broadcasts around The Fan, and that's for certain. Pirates games. Come here. It's 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2023 Silverado 1500s up to $7,500 in rebates. Go to sunchevy.com. It's getting cold out there. Winter weather is definitely here. High of 38 today, low of 32. Snow expected early in the morning, and then it's just going to be overcast the rest of the day, and then tomorrow, high of 44, low of 32, overcast guys expected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.